Bader Show, 10:55. We will continue the tradition here, and I will announce what my preseason pick for win-losses was, even though it's not looking very good right now. I went with 13-3. We'll see. They could continue to improve. I am perfect thus far, though. I'm not perfect. I'm 1-1. I did not pick the Vikings. I'm 1-1. Earl's going 11-5 with the benefit of two games in. Well, just saying. They face the Detroit Lions, home opener at Lambeau Field. It is a game they really should win. I mean, they should. Everybody's picking a close, perhaps high-scoring game. Something is not right with Aaron Rodgers. It just goes, he and Jordy Nelson haven't clicked. It's raising the debate again. Should he have gotten more playing time in the preseason? Don't know. I think you can make that case. There's no shame in losing to an improved Minnesota team at Minnesota, although it's a game they certainly could have won. I think with Sam Bradford, even without Adrian Peterson, the Vikings, I think are contenders. I think they're real. They have an incredible defense. And we'll see. In the meantime, Earl says 28-24. Green Bay. Packers defense looks good, looks good, looks good. Then they have this glass jaw where they allow the big pass. They're injured in the secondary, which was considered to be one of the best secondaries in football in the preseason, which, again, as usual, means nothing. I'm going to pick Green Bay. I want to pick them biggish, but there's just no reason to. We haven't seen them at home yet, though. Earl says 28-24 Green Bay. I'm going to be just a tad more optimistic. 28-20 Green Bay. Just a tad more. Eddie Lacy still isn't running the ball well. The offensive line isn't blocking for him well, and Aaron Rodgers just doesn't look like the Aaron Rodgers we've known all those years. Other than that, how's the play, Mrs. Lincoln? 10:59, Rush is next. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.